Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning some in Rishit Zayin, Sifim Dalet Tuches. We're going to talk about besamim worn by women, besamim of non-Jews, and mixtures of besamim. Says the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, besamim shel erva, kigon kupa, shel besamim tali b'tzavara, o ochezas b'yada, o b'fiha, ein mevarchim aleihem. One does not say a bracha on besamim, on fragrances, perfumes, that are worn by a woman with whom one is forbidden to relate, such as a box of besamim that's hung on her neck or held in her hand or in her mouth. Because it's forbidden to smell them, lest one become accustomed to kissing or to touching. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivka and Tes Zayim. Shel erva, perush, shel isha shehi erva alav. A woman who is considered in erva, part of the arayus to him. Aval bifnuya after the mutter. Magen Avram says perhaps it would be permitted to smell if the woman is single. Aval kama achronim achmirin da'afilu bifnuya aser. However, many achronim are stringent to forbid this, even for a single woman, because if one smells them, he's going to come to bad thoughts. All of this applies even when the woman is not an Ida. But our single women, meaning nowadays, who presumably, we presume that they are anida, she'inan tov lo tanidusan, because they don't go to the mikvah prior to getting married. So then, asr the chuleyama, everybody would agree that it's forbidden to smell their perfume, the bichlal arayos, saying they are included in the arayos because of their status of nida. V'chasav b'shari tshuva b'shem ha-birka Yosef, da'afilu b'bisam mishal ishto nida, asr le'hariach. Shari tshuva quotes the birka Yosef, who says that this applies as well to the besamim of one's own wife when she is a nida. Yudzayin tolo b'tzavara, yash me'achornim shekar. Some achronim say that it's not specifically when the perfume or the besamim are hanging on the neck. Ella regilos nokat. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the common case, the besamim she regilo losis b'tzavara, that the spices or the fragrance that she normally carries on her neck, afilu himunachim ko'is ala shulchan, even if now they are just placed on the table, gamkin ein levarich aleim, one should not make a bracha on them, ta'ayedei zeh yavo lidei hirhur im makira v'yoda. Because by doing so, one is going to come to bad thoughts if one recognizes and knows the woman. So what perfumes does this apply? Or Letzion, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Sholem, Chelek Beis, Simin Yud Dalid, footnote 13, says that it applies only to those that are placed on the body while they're in their container. But if they're placed on the body when not in their container, so then one would be permitted to smell them when they are on the table. Continuing now in the Mechaber in Hey, Besamim shel avodas kochavim ein mevarchem aleihem lefi she'asur lahariach bohem. If there are spices that were used for avodah zarah, one does not make a bracha on them because it's forbidden to smell them. Says the Mishnah Berurah shel akum haynu shehukteru la'avodas gilulim. These spices were sacrificed for avodah zarah. V'ayin mechay adam chasam echalif osidalin mashu kasev bezeh. Chay adam elaborates on this yotes lefi she'asur v'isur ein mevarchin. So the reason why we don't make a bracha is because we don't make a bracha on something that is forbidden. Continues the Mechaber and Sevav, Mesiba shalov de kochavim in mevarchim al besamim shalohem. If one attends, if one's at a party of, or one smells the besamim of a party of non-Jews, one does not make a bracha on those besamim. Distam mesibas on avodas kochavim, because the default party is for the purpose of avodah zarah. Mishnah Berurah chaf mesiba kishem mesubim dachov alishtos, when the non-Jews are sitting down together to eat and drink. This applies only at a party. However, outside the context of a party, one is permitted to make a bracha on spices that are owned by non-Jews. Continues the Mechaber in Zayin, Hayaholich chutz lakrach v'heiriach reach tov. If one is walking outside of a city and smells a good fragrance, imrov ha'ir of the kochavim eino mevarich. If the majority of the city is non-Jews, so then one should not make a bracha. Imrov Yisrael mevarich. However, if the majority of the city is Jews, then one would make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis. Why do we follow the majority? To talina ha'reach basar harov. So we say that the fragrance presumably comes from the majority. And if the majority is non-Jewish, so then we assume that the fragrance is coming from spices that were burned at a non-Jewish party, which is used for avodah zarah, and that's why you're able to smell it at a distance because they were burned at that party.
What
if it's half-half? So we treat that like Jews.
Continues Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalid Mevarich Kvar Kosavin Berosh HaSimin. We already wrote at the beginning the Yeshom and Davka Hichi Shemiskavi in the Hariach. Some say you make a bracha when you're walking by only if you have the intent to smell. Uvelav Hachi Ein Tzarich Levarich. But if not, then you would not make a bracha. However, Avarov HaPoskim Cholkin Alzeil Sfir Luhud Mevarich Bechol Inyan. Most disagree and say that you make a bracha in any case. Kivan Shal Kolpanim Nehenem Hariach Shaoleh. Because you are certainly benefiting from the good fragrance that wafts around and that you're smelling, so therefore you have to make a bracha. Continues the Mechaber in Ches. Nis'ariv re'ach she'mevarchen alav, b're'ach she'in mevarchen alav, holchim achar harov. What happens if a smell on which you would make a bracha gets mixed up with a smell on which you don't make a bracha? So we follow the majority, and the Bir Halacha elaborates on this point. Ayin Bever Halacha. Next time around, we'll continue Besus Hashem in Simen Reish Yud Ches. Have a wonderful day.